testimonial stories from people that had followed his path. He was very emotional and just really wanted to put out there that if people feel hopeless in respects to their health, or maybe they're, you know, just feeling so stressed out and not getting sleep, and even financially, that there are ways to turn it around and to be a voice of hope for that, is what he wants to be and what I want to be. It's what I want to be, especially here in our town of Coleman, because I know a lot of people are really hurting when it comes to health and making the decision. There's so many crazy paths out there that really don't lead to true long-lasting health. And really, it's just kind of sad, really. But there is health and there is hope. One of the stories in particular that I listened to that I was just amazed by was one of the women had started out at over 500 pounds, and over the course of about 15 months, she's able to really turn things around by changing how she was eating, having a health coach, having a community of support, and following a path to help her change those habits. She's over halfway down, so she was about 260 pounds lighter, and it was amazing. And nobody can claim that those results could be promised, but it is possible. And if anybody out there is hurting and doesn't know what to do and just is really at a loss and has tried about 1,000 things, don't give up hope. And if you're looking for finding out a realistic check about where you are, reach out to me, because I can help with that. I do it all the time. So I would be my pleasure to help you walk that journey to a healthier you. Well, I am not the food police, and it's so funny sometimes though that, I'll walk in a room and people will say, like, oh my gosh, hide your food. Listen, I'm human too, so I have my moments of glory and then my moments of struggle. That is for sure, because most everything out there can drag you down. I look at it like this. It's almost like a rushing river. And let's just say that is the river of food and the direction that we're going. And when I'm balanced, I'm on the side of that river, and I can watch it, and I can be mindful, and I can have such clarity. And I see everybody else can be rushing down that river and, you know, enjoying it or not feeling like it's, like they're out of control with it. I personally get out of control with it. And when I dip my toe into that river, I can be okay. But if I dip it a little too deep or a little too long and I have too many sweet treats in a row, whoosh, I get pulled into that river. So that's why I really, you know, sometimes I do that and I do get sucked in, and it can take me a day. Sometimes it can take me a week to get that clarity back again. So that's one reason why I feel like I really like to be careful about those choices. And sometimes a lot of times I choose to just abstain from having those things because I know where it's going to take me. I'm going to feel tired. I'm not going to be, because I am tired because I'm not sleeping as good. I'm going to have low energy. I'm going to, all of a sudden, that's where my mind's going to go. And, it's just, I'm never going to be able to get enough of that sweet stuff. After that, sometimes is how I feel. And then I'm not making the choices. It's almost like I'm in a trance, and that food is making the choices for me. So I really wish that broccoli would call to me like sweet stuff does. And, And I'm hoping for that day, hoping that day is going to come. But I did get, y'all might know, a certain gentleman named Jay Fuller, but he kind of called me out on Facebook today, and although it cracked me up, you know, and I'm not going to go and say too many names because I don't want to get in any kind of trouble or anything, but he was having a sweet treat, and I guess that I could say that it was kind of compared to a snowstorm. That's a good name for it. But so I kind of got curious because when I've went and hit that little drive-through, I have chosen the mini one. And so I kind of got curious because that would be maybe a time that I'm a little out of control. And in that moment, that would be my best choice for me. My, you know, what my mind would be rationalizing, telling me, well, just go, you know, you can go, just go get a mini one. So I would do that. But when I'm being controlled by that kind of stuff, I kind of don't pay attention to what I'm ingesting, and how many calories are in them, how many carbs and fat. But when I'm doing good, I'm on the ball. But when I am in that state of mind where that stuff's controlling me, I get very rebellious and I kind of don't care to know, which is, it's not good. It's really, that's not a good place for me to be. It kind of puts me mindless, and being mindless about what we put in our body in this day and age, it's just, it's not a good place to be. So I ended up going and printing out because I was just curious. And then I got really surprised because I think most people listening have experienced these little sweet treats, and I really didn't expect them to be as high as they were. So for instance, like just a mini, and we all know those mini cups, wow, they're not very big at all. But a mini, let's just pick one here. Just a basic one, like a caramel truffle, a salted caramel truffle. That's got 440 calories. That really surprised me because that thing's small. And 180 of that is the fat calories. So that thing's just about half fat. And then the carbohydrates in that is 61. So it definitely is doing a little storm in our blood sugar and our insulin when that hits. And that's just the mini one. But I don't know if anybody... and who am I kidding? You know, in my past life, I would have probably got more than a large. But even that same flavor, a large one is 1400 calories, which is mind blowing to me. And almost nearly 600 calories of that is fat calories. And then holy Toledo to top it off, 190 carbohydrates. And the thing that's a bummer about that is, and I'm not saying you can't ever do that. That's not it at all, because it's a choice. It definitely is a choice. But, oh my goodness, does that set everybody up for such a non-win for the day? It just sets your body up just to, oh my, trying to cope with what it just ingested, because it's just a big hefty load. And if our body's already, like, let's just say we woke up and we had something like a biscuit, sausage biscuit for breakfast, it's already dealing with that. And then maybe a little bit later we throw one of these into it, and then it's got to cope with that. So that's just my point, is if it's once in a while and you've had real consistency and you've been eating healthy and you throw a mini one your way, it's going to be, your body's going to handle that fine. It's just when it's been consistency the other way, consistency of unhealthy on unhealthy on unhealthy on unhealthy. That's where all of the different things in our body start to really go awry. That's when we start having the inflammation and all of the other symptoms that start to create kind of a real ripple effect within our body of not so good things happening. So anyway, Jay, I hope you enjoyed your third one. And I totally cracked up when one of your friends said, "Who are you fooling?" But anyway, that was great. I do appreciate that because I wanted to know, and I, you know, it's been a long time since I had indulged on one of those, and actually this really helped me to probably think twice next time. So I would say that probably the best choice, if you're going to hit a drive-through like that and you want a sweet treat, is probably just going to be just like a small cone. That would be, yeah, that's probably what I would say would be one of the best ones. I'm looking through the list here and everything is just, yeah, it's pretty high, pretty sugary, pretty much gonna, you know, not serve ya. And unfortunately, the thing is like stuff like this used to be few and far between. We used to have a treat once in a while, and now treats, oh my goodness, they're like 4-5 times a day, 7 days a week, you know, and it's just, unfortunately, we really wonder why we're struggling, but this stuff is convenient. It's high in energy and very lax nutrition, and so it's very off-kilter for us. But anyway, that is enough of that. Just choose health. That's all. If you can, in the moment. It's just sometimes, as I've been learning the past week, when it's right in front of us and we're in that close-up frame, it can be hard to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back from our break. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. And we'll be right back.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, Coleman, it's almost October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplace. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it. Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatlets, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Rory Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hey, welcome back. It's Thursday night. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. It's Sandy Seibert, and we are just having some healthy talk. Chad Oppel is not in tonight. He actually has a pretty good case of bronchitis going on and was at the physician's today, and they told him that he was contagious, probably just to stay home. So we hope that you're feeling better soon, Chad. And we'll be back to join us pretty quick. You're a healthy guy, so you should probably kick it pretty darn fast. I don't know, but I think, I don't know. It's funny, Chad hasn't been here since Annette was here, and there was like a little talk about sparring, so hopefully Chad isn't, you know, chickening out or something like that. Anyway, all right. We were talking a little bit about frames of desire, and it's that close-up frame, and it's our impulses, just when something is right in our face. Sometimes it's kind of hard, but when we can start to figure out what it is that we want to create, and let's just say, for instance, it doesn't always have to be about weight. It could be about, you know, you want to take it to a new fitness level or something like that. So let's just say that your goal is to be able to go and walk or run a 5K. Okay, so that's your goal. And you know, you need to go out and you probably need to do a little walking and practicing and a little bit of training, depending on how you want to end that 5K. You know, do you want to end it feeling pretty good, or do you just want to barely make it? So that's a choice in and of itself. So let's just say that 5K is 6 weeks away and your plan is to go out and go walking. And you have been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, but you haven't done it. And then somebody calls and says, hey, what are you doing? Let's go see a movie. And instead of thinking about your goal that you have set, you immediately lose sight of that, because what's in your close-up frame right now is going out and having fun, maybe having popcorn and seeing a movie with somebody. And so you lose complete sight of your goal, and you don't walk, and then, you know, the next day comes and something else comes up. So that's kind of what that means of being able to really get clear on what your goals are, so that you don't lose sight when something comes along. So to make that goal a little bit stronger, and it's not just, you know, oh, I want to run a 5K. Well, why do you want to run that 5K? What is that going to mean? What is that going to, you know, what's that going to do for you? How is that going to change things for you? How is it going to impact the people around you if you really were able to do it and you followed through on that commitment? It might help you. You might actually slim down a little bit if you follow through and you practice. It's going to feel invigorating crossing that finish line. You might even encourage some friends along the way to come with you. And like, why would that change? You know, why would that be good? Oh, it'd be great to have some friends come along, keep you accountable, be able to move forward. You'd have more energy. And there's all kinds of great reasons why you could think about that goal and how it would change your life. It's just sometimes it takes digging a lot deeper than just that initial thing. So when you put it into perspective like that, like, gosh, that's going to be great. I'm going to have energy. I'm going to totally inspire my kids to get out there and exercise with me. And we're going to have fun as a family and we're going to be able to be outdoors. When you start looking at all of the things that you can gain in your world that might not be there now because of a decision that you make and a goal that you follow through on, when that invitation comes for the movie in that moment, you might just be able to say something like, I would love to go to the movies, but you know what? I got to get my walk in first. And that's it. You put your goal first because you can bring them together and you can see at the same time the goal that you want to accomplish, why you want to accomplish it, versus going to the movies in that moment. And sometimes I know it's easy just to give up and go. And my pattern for my life has been doing things like that and then mentally beating myself up for that. And that's no good, you know, because that doesn't burn any extra calories and it doesn't get you where you want to go either. So I've learned to start letting go of that stuff, but bring into focus where it is I do want to go. And I do that a lot of times now in respects to food. And I bring that in. It's, you know, is this cookie worth what I really truly want? And most of the time it's not, because I really enjoy the heck out of feeling good and having energy. And, so hopefully that helps you a little bit, but it's not even as much about willpower when it comes to changing habits as it is why power, why you want these things in your life. And it's not just for a wedding, not just for a day, not for a trip, but for long term. And I just really want to encourage everybody to think about that. Think about those long term things that are waiting out there, because it is possible. It is so possible. So I want to make a little bit of a shift and share something that is near and dear to my heart. One of the things that I do on the side is I lead laughter yoga. And that sounds probably a little bit crazy, and it is. I will tell you, the first time I ever went to a laughter yoga class, I didn't know what I was in for. I actually was just invited to an exercise class and I went. And when I got in there and found out it was laughter yoga, I was actually mad because I didn't want to stay. It just sounded too ridiculous. And I would have left except for the woman that invited me was standing in the door frame. So I didn't have the courage to just say, this is stupid, I'm out of here. So I stayed. And it truly was one of the most invigorating hours I ever had. And when I came back to Coleman, I started looking at where could I go to learn how to do this, because this is exciting. It's really fun and it's easy and I just feel great. So I found a place in Atlanta. I went and got certified and I've been leading laughter yoga ever since. But what I wanted to share with everybody is laughter is amazing. It has so many benefits to it. And I just can't even say enough about it. We start a session and we usually will have people tune in to how are they feeling on a scale from 1 to 10. 1 being not so good, you know, kind of low energy, and then 10 being, I feel fantastic. And what we'll do our session, and then we check back in, and everybody, just about every single time, their numbers go up at least three numbers, because they're feeling so much better. Well, the thing about laughter yoga is that it's not based on comedy or anything like that. It is just strictly, we start out just doing laughter exercises. And it may sound really corny, but what happens is it becomes real contagious laughter. But, and anyone is welcome to join me to that. I do it on the first and the third Fridays of the month. And so October, that first Friday in October coming up is going to be October 6th. And I do it at Brookdale Senior Solutions in Hanceville. So we do a sit down version of it, but it's just so great, and they love visitors. So come on and, you know, come on and join us. But I just wanted to call out, a couple of things that it really helps to do. So first of all, it's a universal language, and it connects and it unites people of across the globe. I mean, you don't even have to really know somebody's language, but you can share a smile and a laugh together. And it's true. And you know that it just means good things. So it reduces stress, depression, anxiety, loneliness, negative thoughts and feelings. It just promotes better sleep. It strengthens abdominal muscles and intestines. It improves digestion. It's just so many things. It stimulates the right brain and creative thinking. So there's just really, really great things about it. And if you're ever alone and you just belt out a laugh, I promise you're going to feel a lot better. So just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit tonight. There's so many good things out there that we can do to feel better and move forward. And, just want to encourage you to do that. Come see us Saturday morning, 8 a.m. at the Red Door Cafe. If you're interested in our Habits of Health Study Club, come join us. Come hear and see all the success that we're having. But I really appreciate you tuning in, and, really just appreciate this station. I love what I get to hear as I bebop through town. I love the choices that this station plays as far as music. It's always really uplifting, and I really enjoy it, and I hope everybody does too. But you are listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and up next is the Big D Radio Show, and you're in for a real treat. As usual, they have a lively one coming up. So we will catch you soon. You have a great week, and choose health always. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.